So please be comfortable. Enough support, enough space. Support in the right places, firm or soft enough. And in getting comfortable enough, it's not a matter of trying to suppress everything or make everything feel okay or make everything be quiet, but comfortable enough to be in the middle of a life that is not in our control. To be here, to be in here as it is. That it's not all your fault. It's not all in your control. It's not all to your credit. It's not all riding on your shoulders. And having so much to learn is not an insult. So comfortable enough, enough support, enough space to slowly start to arrive here in the moment with things as they are. Which includes this astonishing realization that we're so tender and intense and imperfect, and we affect each other so much, and there are so many forces beyond our control. And yet, that's not the end of the world. If we allow the sense of over-responsibility to die down, and also the kind of hiding or denying our power and our tenderness, letting that volume on that to come down, what's left? It's not your fault. You didn't make this life with your own hands or your own thinking plans. It's so far beyond our imagination. And yet we seem to have some influence. It seems to matter. If we listen, it seems to matter if we let a little kindness come through us. So maybe a kind of innocence that's left, knowing that we don't know. Innocence, not knowing. Childlike adventurousness that might accept being here with all its challenges and imperfections and unexpected changes and things also unexpectedly staying the same sometimes. Some part of us that might accept all of that adventure, like wind in the sail of our soul, of our being. Is it possible to let yourself feel the body resting on the ground? As if you were arriving in a new planet or a new part of the world that you'd never even heard of before. Just feeling for a while, is it possible to feel the body breathing on the ground? Do you feel the body on the ground? And do you feel the body breathing on the ground? Like a newly discovered planet. Knowing how little we know, and correspondingly more open to what is. In the field of our discovering. And if it is not possible to feel your body on the ground, maybe just giving yourself a couple of long out-breaths or just any breath that feels delicious to you. And then perhaps noticing if there are enough sounds near and far. That you could kind of rest into the soundscape, kind of become one, become part of the soundscape. A sort of three-dimensional web of vibration and receiving that vibration, sound and hearing. With as little effort as is needed. Whether we're receiving sound or body, maybe could the quality of effort be like holding a rose petal in the palm of your hand? It usually doesn't take a lot of muscular strength. More a matter of remembering that it's there already. And some days it might be really windy or whatever, and we need to find another way of staying with the rose petal. Or if you don't feel your body, if it's too tiring after a minute or two of trying to feel your body and not feeling it, and the sounds are not something you could relax with, you could consider for a next time, you know, playing a soundtrack of birdsong or music or something like that, if that's helpful for you. Or you could play with opening your eyes, letting them move around until they find something that you like to look at. And then kind of shifting from looking at that thing, photograph or object that brings a kind of maybe warm feeling in your heart, a little sense of wonder or awe, or love. Beauty, gratitude, and then shifting from looking at that object to seeing, letting it be seen. And then to de-emphasize whatever stories might be triggered by the seeing. And similarly, feeling the sensations or seeing the colors, hearing the sounds. That childlike adventurousness that would be so excited to start to notice the difference between the direct perception and the story about it. So if there's somewhere that feels uncomfortable in your body, or if there's a sound that's not so pleasant, really noticing what is the actual sensation, hot or cold, sharp or dull, changing or the same, pulsing or moving. Twisting or compressing, etc. And those bare sensations that can be received as they are, as if our wider mind is like the surface of a lake, and sometimes maybe hail like harder frozen rain might make a bigger splash. And then how we filter those sensations, how it reminds us of when we felt pain in the past, or how it makes us think about the future. That the thoughts and emotions that come in response are a different stream of experience from the direct sensations. And so often the thoughts that come in response to our direct experience, often the thoughts are misleading and often more painful than the painful sensation. Within moments or minutes, we might imagine ourselves dying alone and in pain. Something much more painful than the dull ache or the dry throat or whatever. So the childlike enjoyment and adventurousness that really gets the importance of that freedom from thinking, not to believe, however believable the story might seem, however emotionally charged. Enjoying that freedom from thought, that it's just a thought, that it's just a feeling. And settling into your way of connecting with the present moment, whether it's sight, sound, or feelings in the body, sensations. Perhaps the contact with the ground, perhaps the movements of the breath in the places of contact with ground, if that's happening for you. Or if you're feeling disheartened or despairing or dry today, sometimes just placing a hand on the chest and leaving it there, maybe giving some support so that it's comfortable. Some cushion or sweater or cloth under your arm or your elbow. And without necessarily even trying to cheer yourself up, but just letting that contact of hand on chest work its own communication and magic. So in the contact with the ground, with the breath, or just with the breath, or with the hand on the chest, in a friendly way, just receiving the sensations, sounds, or colors that are going on by themselves. Noticing what the internal weather is like today, just now. Is it harder or easier to kind of fall into the present? To let that wide mind receive the sensations that are coming through just now. It can be very helpful to notice if mind states like frustration or disappointment come on a day that it's harder to connect or relax, because it uncovers a secret expectation or demand on ourselves that we expected this to be easier just because it's simple. We expected that if we practiced a few days in a row or a few years every day in a row, that every day would be better and better, and it's not. That's not the kind of influence or control that we can have. It's not a machine that we're in, but life. And so learning and growing happens in its own rhythm and timing. And so uncovering the secret expectations, feeling the feelings, but not believing that it's true, that you should be in a different mind state from what you are in. We can always instantly be back in tune with ourselves, noticing what is happening right now. And when we can meet that kindly, no matter what it is, we're empowering our practice. We're empowering our transformation. So the contact with the ground and the breath, or whichever way you are connecting with now, and through now with aliveness, sensations, sounds, colors. when you notice that you're distracted, maybe briefly noticing again, what's the internal weather? What is the mental, emotional weather today in this moment? Maybe even, how does your headspace feel? Does it feel heavy, dry, big, small, cramped, flowing, light, whatever? And then kind of diving back down, usually farther from the head is better for most of us. To your chosen place in the body, or the body receiving sounds or colors. Perhaps after a while, if you're feeling your body, it can happen that it feels as if the body is way bigger than if we would open our eyes and look at it. And so just allowing that sense of a bigger field of experience, and in that kind of field or cloud, within that, the sensations of body, the contact with ground, the breath or the chest. Or if you're playing with hearing the sounds, a kind of slipping into becoming the soundscape. The sound and hearing and immediacy. Almost as if what we are is as big as the soundscape. And if playing with color, seeing meditation, then it could sometimes feel as if that lightscape is what we are, so that space within which seeing is happening can sometimes give a sense of a bigger mind, a bigger space in which our experience unfolds. But with seeing or hearing, because we consider those senses to happen in the head, it can be easier to get caught up in thinking. So just resting into hearing or seeing. As if our eyes or ears were really rooted down in the belly or the back or the feet. And again, whenever you notice a story going on, a judgment or a movie, a plan, a fantasy, a memory. Feeling hurt or feeling regret or feeling rage or shame or fear. We could just, for a moment, let that experience rest in the field of awareness, just to be met, to be felt. As it is. A common human experience that everyone in this meditation has had at some time. And where do you feel? What do you feel? Letting that be felt for a moment and then coming back one more time to your chosen place. May our practice and lives leave room for life to move as curiosity and willingness to be transformed, to awaken to what's real for the benefit of all.